Top tips for canvassing an estate agency, Ian.
So let's draw an analogy. If you were to go into a sweetie shop with a child and you say to them, you can have any sweet that you want in this store, but you can have only one, but you've got 5 minutes before you choose. They'll look around and they'll look at all of the sweeties and they'll see their favourite ones on the top shelf and they'll see the ones that are okay on the ones right in front of them. The child will choose the sweet right in front of them because they won't be thinking about the consequences or how difficult it is to get the one that they really like on the top shelf. Okay?
Go on.
Strange analogy. That's the same with canvassing. So don't canvass everything just because it moves. Canvass the stock that represents your brand, that you have success in, that you've got history in, and the marketplace that you want to dominate in. So if you know your marketplace particularly well, focus on two or three areas where you become the mayor of that area.
Mm.
Yeah, and then, because the principle that I had for years was that if there is a valuation in one of three territories in Winchester where I was transacting at that time, I would be one of the three agents that was out, that was chosen.
Then it's up to you on the settee whether they get it.
Exactly right. But I've got to give myself a chance to win it. So then that fits into different formats, which is the structure of canvassing, your formats. Do you build upon your success? Do you become the mayor in terms of the knowledge of the area? You know that better than anybody else.
Yes, yes. We've got this digital mayor.
Digital mayor, yeah. So again, you then employ different strategies, traditional, digital, etc., about actually dominating that area. But don't divert into different territories. Stick to your principles.
Well, it's interesting. Areas. Both of us have got some franchise background.
Yeah.
And you running a franchise network.
Yeah.
And myself being working for one of the big boys as a national sales manager. And one thing that I noticed with franchise territory owners is, and I think a lot of estate agents fall foul of this in normal estate agency, is that their patch is whatever the line is around their map.
Yeah.
And what you've said is it doesn't matter what the line around the map is, focusing on little areas and make yourself the king of that.
Correct.
I think you're spot on that one.
Yeah. So I can give an example in the marketplace that I understand, which was Winchester.
Love that.
Almost forgot that.
Love that city. Yeah. It is a city, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yes.
It is a city. So if I listed a house in Hyde,
yes,
then I knew that I had three instructions off the back of it because people wanted to live within walking distance of the train station.
Yes.
And I had built my market share by default.
So really, it's a case of finding properties that you know you'll get other vals and listings off the back of it. And, only one of those will get that property, but the likelihood the other two will probably stay on and sell and find something else, won't they?
Correct. And again, from a lettings perspective, because it's not all sales, from a lettings perspective, concentrate on the areas where you believe that demographically the investors live.
Definitely.
Yeah, and then you can do different type of marketing material. Again, you know all of this, you've got all of this in your repertoire, and you start to give different advice about would they like their portfolios valued. Around sort of January to February when they've got tax returns coming up, offer some free advice. You get things back in return as
definitely
a consequence.
A little tip for you here, boys and girls, is if you go to Zoopla, they've got like a heat map, and it shows you where there's a colour on the map down to the value of the value of the street, so you can see where the posh areas are.
Yeah.
I often find, again, a big tip for you, back to your members,
is
a lot of landlords live in the villages.
Yes.
So pick five or six posh villages that are kind of like satellite villages of the town and focus on them with your landlords.
Yeah.
They work well.
Nice little tip for everybody just before we go.
Go for it. Go on then.
Operation post office counters. So if there are villages, go and speak to the local post office and hire their window space.
That's blinding.
It's just so easy. I was doing that 20 years ago. And if you go and locate and then just do wanted and information about the town and price increases and you offer to do 15 minutes.
Give us your pen. I want that one. I'm going to write that. Go on. 15 minutes. Genuinely, give me your pen now.
15-minute van valuation.
I'm telling you, there you go. Love that.
Operation post office counter. Go and get an additional window card. So who said the high street's dead?
And they also have those, like, parish magazines that you can take a page out for a fiver.
Exactly.
Oh, Tina, you really are the gift that keeps giving, aren't you? Good stuff. There you go. It's e-props. That's nice. Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.